Triple J.
Gonna be a bit cryptic with this one.
Here's where we interview.
Like a virgin.
They work hard and rhythmically.
We all have different influences.
Here's a life on Mars.
I've got a lot of very important things to tell you.
I've always liked this song.
I never do any cover songs.
Not many, if any.
No.
Check, check to the mic. Check, one, two.
Like a Virgin on Triple J.
Yeah, it's Triple J, Like a Virgin. Matt and Alex with you on this particular Friday morning. So glad, and I mean this, absolutely delighted to be joined by Vera Blue.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, thanks so much for coming on the show. You've brought some guests. Would you like to introduce who else is going to be helping you out with this Like a Virgin?
Yeah, this is Rosie, this is Jenny, this is Paul, this is Ross, and this is David.
Okay, a few familiar faces in the studio. Jen and Rosie from I Know Leopard.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had Ross as well a few times. Oh, you. Yeah, of course. Everyone dropping by. You got good friends in the in the music industry.
You got a good crew.
Now, your real name, Cecilia Pavey.
Yep.
We met in the club one night, right? Just chilling.
I remember that. And I was like, oh, I'm so tired. You're like, you all right?
No, well, we met in the club. Then we bumped into each other on the street. A week later, you gave me a bit of your music that you were working on. It was off an album called This Music.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I had a listen. It was great. 6 months later, I'm on my balcony listening to Richard Kingsmill play a tune that literally made me sit up. Okay. Afterwards, he said that was Vera Blue and Holt. And I went, I've got to find out who this artist is. And then I Googled it and it was you. So
awesome.
What,
I remember that.
What happened in the year from
club to balcony?
Well,
I think is what Matt is asking.
You know,
Vera.
From this music to this music.
Well, I was placed in the studio with a producer named Andy Mack and his younger brother Tom and Gosling, and we were just writing a few songs, and we came up with a cool vibe that I fell in love with, and yeah, that's where the EP began. So.
Oh, what about your musical beginnings? You're straight out of Forbes,
yep.
New South Wales.
Country
what was that
girl.
Like growing up?
Yeah, that was cool. There's not much that happened back there, but I love going back there to visit. It's nice and calming and relaxing.
When did you make the big move from country to city?
About 5 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, I gave it a bit of time. I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my career, so I moved to Sydney to study at AIM. And did a bit of that, and yeah.
You're fitting very well. Just looking at a few photos, I follow like a few of you guys on Instagram, and you've had a good posse there with like people like Montaigne and Elizabeth Rose, as well
girls.
As Rosie and Jen.
Yep.
What do you guys do together? Because you could almost have like a sports team or something.
I know, we could. Well, we just met on the day for a photo shoot that a photographer wanted to put together, and it was a really cool day, and I got to meet them all, and now I know you guys. So
all right, so this is how you guys met Rosie and Jen and yourself. So you hadn't collabed before that?
Nope.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was cool.
So when you are doing live music, I mean, have you even started embarking on many sort of live shows around Australia or, you know, the state that you're living in?
With Vera Blue.
Mm.
I've done a couple of shows. I was lucky enough to support Mansion Air recently and Conrad Sewell. And yeah, it's kind of just getting the supports to get people a bit of aware of what's happening.
For sure. And when you do that, do you have like a setup like this, keys, drum pad, guitar, you got backup singers and stuff?
Not just yet. At the moment I've just got keys. I do vocal and I've got my friend on acoustic just so I can dance around. Get
definitely.
The vibe
open. Yeah. Oh, we saw a little bit of a taste of potentially even some choreography creeping into the mix. I do not want to put that on you guys, but because you do need to focus on the music. It is a radio show after all, but we'll see how we go when Vera Blue performs the original tune first. You are going to do the song Hold. Such an incredible song. Lyrically, what do you reckon this is focusing on?
This song's basically about when you find someone who loves you for who you are, and no matter what happens, no matter how many mistakes you make or you both make and hurt each other, you've got each other's back, and it's kind of just like a love story, basically.
Do you remember where you were when you realised you wanted to write this song, or did someone give you some music and you sort of just had to come up with something?
We came up with the production ideas to start with, and then think Gosling, me and Tom came up with like a bit of a vibe. I like to go off a vibe rather than just write a song and write the lyrics to how they are. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And it sort of came about.
Well, it's an incredible one. The soaring pre-chorus vocals I really, really love in this one. It is called Hold. It's by Vera Blue. And she's in the studio about to perform it for you live right now. I think we should do it, guys. Whenever you're ready, let's take it away.
2, 3, 4. I love the way you tie me down. Those words will never be.
That is Vera Blue performing live for you on a Friday morning as part of Like a Version, the track Hold. Thank you so much.
Oh my God, thank you for having me.
Rosie and Jen are backing up on vocals there. David, Paul and Ross in the studio as well. Oh, just stunning
guys,
stuff.
That was seriously so. Like, I'm such a huge fan of the song already, and I was wondering how you could make it better, and I swear you just did. Then that was really, really
These
great
guys.
Stuff.
Amazing.
Vero Blue, going to be sticking around, which I'm very happy for. We're just going to get 100% more Vero Blue after the 8 o'clock news with another song. It's going to be a cover. Vero, any particular clue you could give us?
All I can say is hashtag Ginger Life.
Hashtag Ginger Life.
Interesting.
Okay. All right, we'll see how.
Right. I don't know whether you're talking about the vegetable there, or the
root, or the hair. All right.
Oh, okay. No, feckle. All right, we've got people listening to the radio. They might not see that you have red hair.
Some talented redheads, get thinking. 0439757555. Text in your guesses. Like a version continues after the 8 o'clock news on Triple J.
Gonna be a bit cryptic with this one.
Here's where we interview.
Like a version.
They work hard and rhythmically.
We all have different influences.
Here's a life on Mars.
I've got a lot of very important things to tell you.
I've always liked this song.
I never do any cover songs.
Not many, if any.
Do you know?
Check to the mic. Check, 1, 2.
Like a version on Triple J.
And yes, if you're just joining us, we do have in the studio with us for Like a Version, Vero Blue. Hello again, Vero.
Hello. Yes.
Joined by David, Paul and Ross. Mm-hmm. The two ladies, Rosie and Jen, have stepped out from I Know Leopard, and you're going to be doing a cover with us very soon.
Yes, we are.
Really looking forward to that. You just played an original, Hold. It is off enough an EP that you've got coming out soon called Fingers. How is that? How's that shaped?
Fingertips.
Oh, is it Fingertips? Oh.
I mean, you can call it whatever you want.
there's only one word different. It makes a big difference, I think, Fingertips rather than just Fingers.
Fingertips. Well, why? Okay, so why is it called Fingertips and not Fingers?
Well, that song mainly is about kind of like social media and what happens on social media and relationships and stuff. Yeah.
Okay, because we've been looking all week at people's relationships with their body. A lot of social media seeming to be influential in how people view themselves. Do you get caught up in that world of, you know, Fitspo or wanting to project a certain image and all that?
Yeah, 100%. I think anyone can when you're sitting in front of something and you're comparing yourself, you can get caught up. But, yeah, it's a crazy world.
Okay. I hit the streets of Adelaide just earlier in the week, asked people what they most appreciated about their body and most didn't appreciate about their body or felt self-conscious about their body. What have you felt self-conscious about with your body?
Definitely my red hair. When I was younger in school, it was when the Ranga thing came out, so I kind of copped it so hard.
I honestly, I can't tell you how much I detest that term. How do you feel about that?
Oh, it's fine. Like, after a while, I kind of just thought, we'll stuff it. Like, we're like dying out kind of thing, and this is kind of a very rare thing, so... I grew to love it, and my whole family has it. So,
well, people listening right now won't have realised, and in your video clips as well, not only for Hold, the song we heard before 8 o'clock, but Settle as well, the second song that that has come out recently. I think Linda Mariano premiered it for the first
time
last week, which was excellent. You've got a black and white video clips for both of them. You said writing Hold, you sort of got a vibe before you fleshed out the song. Mm-hmm. Is it the same with your videos? You want to create a bit of a vibe around Vero Blue?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't want to give too much away and keep it kind of cool, and yeah, I think the black and white vibe's pretty cool to start with.
Are you a fan of film noir or anything? I did a semester of that in uni, looking at black and white films in the past.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's not bad. M is a good film if you want to look out for that one. That's
awesome.
I think it was Fritz Lang or something
like that. Yeah, that's some old school cinema stuff there. That's straight from 101 filmmaking.
Who says my uni course is a waste
college.
Of time?
Yeah.
Creative arts.
We
I can
all
drop stuff like that.
Studied that one. that makes me question then. I mean, is this the main project for you now? This isn't like just a side project that you're doing.
Way. Yeah, this is the main thing. I've fallen in love with what we're doing musically now, and I think yeah, it's really fun. I'm loving it. Very passionate about
and
it.
And you say we. Do you devise the songs? Like, do you come up with ideas in your room by yourself, or is it all a collaborative studio effort?
Yeah, it's all sort of in the studio with Tom, Andy and Gosling, and we bounce off each other and get cool ideas. So, but all the music's very raw and very about what I'm going through at the time. None of it's, you know, not me. So it's kind of, it's very sensitive and very real. So I think it's very, very cool.
Awesome.
Well, I'm sure everyone listening before to the original Hold would be, would notice the amazing voice. Does that mean that you've been getting hit up now that Hold's come out from other people? Collabs, feats are a big thing these days. Have you got any emails from people who are like, oi, Vera Blue, how about it?
Yeah, maybe. I'm really looking forward to working with some other people and being able to use my voice in many different ways. So it's exciting what's to come.
Awesome. Well, we've got you in here to play an original undercover. You've knocked off the original, smashed it right out of the park. There's no chance that ball's ever going to be found. The cover, you gave us a clue a little bit earlier. It was hashtag Ginger Life.
Yes,
you did. You know, hint towards the fact that it is more about your hair and not about a tasty root vegetable. Yeah. Can you reveal for us now what that alludes to?
Yeah, this song is Breathe Life by Jack Garrett.
Well, the people guessing Sheeran were wrong. Jack Garrett, quite a new artist as well. What do you like about his style of music?
I love lyrically, he's just an absolute genius, and what he does production-wise is crazy, and his melodies, he's just the whole lot in one artist. He's just crazy.
His this track in particular came in number 104 in the hottest 100 to 200. Your track, the one you just played, number 148.
Wow.
Did you listen to that second countdown, or did you have any idea about, you know, any hopes or desires to making it in there?
I definitely did. I did have some hopes, but I wasn't overthinking it too much. Like, I had faith in, you know, the fact that you guys love the song so much. So, yeah.
Well, you know what happened.
I was so stoked.
You bloody released it too late. That's why. You released it at the end of the year. You should have been bloody in May or something.
Well, next year, I won't.
Basic tactics right there. All right, let's get into this. It's going to be great. Jack Garrett's Breathe Life, as covered by Vera Blue for you on Like a Version this morning. Matt and Alex are here. Hope you're having a good Friday. Take it away, guys, whenever you're ready.
Thank you. I wouldn't compliment myself for what I've become. Tell him I owe it to him. Tell him I owe it to him. I wouldn't praise myself for every good thing I've done. Tell him I owe it to him. Tell him I owe it to him. Tell him I owe it to. Tell him I owe it to. Tell him I owe it to. Hands upon my chest. Oh, won't you breathe life into these dead lungs I keep under my coat? Oh, 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 oh. And keep life warm against the cold night as our bodies grow, grow, grow. I don't want to give up and I know when to breathe. Believe me, I owe it to him. Tell him I owe it to him. Tell him I owe it to. Tell him I owe it to. Tell him I owe it to. Owe it to him. Hands upon my chest. Oh, won't you breathe life into these dead lungs I keep under my coat. Oh, oh, oh. Keep life warm against the cold night as our bodies grow, grow.
Oh,
Covering Jack Garrett's track Breathe Life, singing it on the sample pad herself. David Paul and Ross helping out as well. Vera Blue, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Seriously, so great again. I'm blown out of here.
That ball's also out of the park. That's not rolling down the hill.
Yeah, it's gone to join its other ball friend. And also noting that you changed the lyrics as well from her to him, changing
yes,
it from your perspective to, I assume, a certain someone.
Yeah, just a personal kind of view on the song.
Awesome. That was so great. Well, it sounded incredible, and I really mean it. Both the original and the cover. I cannot wait for the EP to come out.
Thank you.
Fingertips.
Yeah.
Get it right.
I know. I'm sorry.
Exactly. And any live shows coming up as well? I mean, we heard you supported some excellent acts recently. Is anyone else getting you up, or are you going to think you do your own Vera Blue tour?
Yeah, I think we'll do a couple more supports just to get a bit more of a fan base and get people talking, and then we'll do a bit of a tour ourselves. So. Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to being there. Thank you so much.
You're going to have to, because most of us are speechless after that particular one. So, Vera Blue, thank you so much for coming in to Triple J this morning. We really appreciate it, and all the best.
Yeah, thank you.
And stick with us. We'll let you know who's doing a very special Leica version next Friday. It's Good As Friday. Along with heaps of live comedians, we're going to be having someone very special doing a live performance in Melbourne Town Hall.
And you can come along and watch it for free. It should be good. You're listening to Triple J. Good morning.
Triple J.